This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, another historical global transmission. Hard to believe it's already February 1st, 2018, on this Thursday, Global Edition. The deep state is going into convulsions with more agencies joining, some at the FBI saying don't release the memo. Hundreds of articles out hysterically just saying it's total proof. Trump's a Russian. Alex Jones is one. I mean, they're just doubling down on the hysteria. We've got so much for you today and very special in-studio guests that I'll tell you about after the break. But first, I want to go to this boil down from Paul Joseph Watson. It's powerful. Idiots react to Trump's State of the Union. Here it is.
Tonight, Donald Trump presented a self-congratulatory speech without vision. He promised unity, but sowed division.
Yeah, the only divisive thing I saw last night was your anger-stricken face. You couldn't even bring yourself to half-heartedly applaud a call for unity.
Tonight, I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people we were elected to serve.
But Trump's the one causing division. Bollocks!
Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
I really don't know what you're talking about right now.
Also, did you and Cory Booker have a bet beforehand as to who could look most like they've been smacked across the cheeks with a massive wet fish? You lot can't even applaud record low black unemployment. You're all on your phones when Trump's talking about caring for veterans. But Trump's creating disunity. Yeah, right. Joe Kennedy reacted by swallowing a Tide pod. Ask not what your country can drool for you. This guy's reaction looked like he just caught Trump humping his wife. But he was actually livid about an increase in take-home pay. Chuck Schumer was so triggered it looked like he was being eaten from the inside out. Joe Manchin really wanted to jump on board the Trump train, but Schumer's death stare stopped him in his tracks. Imagine being triggered by the word family.
Church, family, police, military, the national anthem. Trump trying to call on all the Trumps as 1950s era nationalism. The goal of this speech appears to be to force the normalization of Trump on the terms of the bygone era. His supporters are nostalgic for.
Oh, you're so out of touch. You think the very bedrock principles of America are part of a bygone era. Imagine being triggered by the word God.
Our motto is in God we trust. Wrong. Our motto has been e pluribus unum out of many one.
But to be fair, it was a pretty big mistake on Trump's part to say that in God we trust is the national motto. US code 302. In God we trust is the national motto. Oh wait, he's a CNN analyst. Say no more. Imagine being triggered by the term USA.
I'm a patriot and I love my country, but the way people have been chanting USA lately, especially in response to nationalist hate mongering, sends chills down my spine.
Yeah, if the term USA sends chills down your spine, chances are you're not a patriot. Luis Gutierrez was so butthurt by the USA chant, he had to leave the chamber. He later said Trump's speech was written by the Russians. So you literally fled the room at the sound of USA. But Trump's the traitor. Okay. Words leftists were upset Trump for saying last night. God, church, family, USA, police, military. It's almost like they hate all of the above. Seriously, this dude escaped from the Stalinist dictatorship of North Korea, crawled across China with one hand and one leg to secure his freedom. And you lot have mental breakdowns when people start chanting USA. Get some frigging perspective.
This is a new low.
Taxes, unemployment, illegal immigration, agreed. New lows. People got so angry at the Washington Post, they were forced to change their headline. Here's a reaction you didn't expect. Anti-Trump pollster Frank Luntz apologizing to Trump. It takes class to admit you were wrong. 75% approval. Anecdotal evidence suggesting Trump wowed even some of his haters. Is this really a turning point for America? Don't bet on it.
Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
I really don't know what you're talking about right now.
Stay with us. The main transmission launches in T-minus 60 seconds. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Wow. Well, the first month of 2018 blasted by like we were at warp speed. Amazing. And we see our country in a full civil war against the globalist forces, the multinationals seeking to bankrupt the nation and bring us into total economic, cultural, and spiritual bondage to establish an unelected planetary technocracy in their own words. And then you see nationalists popping up all over the world, fighting back against it, and everywhere they get controlled, instantly prosperity comes back because the globalists siphon everything off. They want a post-industrial world where they shut down local communities, where they shut down local farming, where they shut down local autonomy and local diversity of industry and business and production and centralize it in vertical integration. And that is what is going on, period. And as we expose globalism and its authoritarian dreams and its long swath of crimes, it will never succeed. But it's trying. And what does it do? It says in Catalan, Spain. It says in Greece. It says in Italy. It says in Reykjavik. It says in England, Scotland, and Ireland. It says in Brazil. It says in Nigeria. It says in countries and regions all over the world, if you try to vote in pro-nationalist groups that are free market and who want to get the globalist out of the control of your nations, and if you don't like China with all these internal tariffs against you, but then you've got tariffs set up against your own businesses, if you do that, we're going to say you're a Russian agent. And the Russians have given us the lowest unemployment in 80 years, in just 1 year. The Russians have given us the biggest stock market ever, and the Russians have given us some of the biggest military spending ever and some of the greatest control of the border ever. And the Russians, they've just put over 80,000 extra U.S. troops on the Russian border and moved tactical nuclear weapons up against themselves. And they've got Trump announcing hundreds of Russian rich people that they're going to call oligarchs, and then the U.S. is just going to grab their money. Man, that is quite a move by the Russians. It's pretty amazing. And, of course, they say anybody that wants to release the memo, that's a Russian bot. No proof, no facts. Doesn't matter. You see, they're the globalists. They're the outsiders. And so they've got to then say, oh, everybody that opposes us are Russian agents. And if you talk to a Russian, or if you ever travel to Russia, if you get a Russian visa, you're a Russian agent. And they're hinging everything on Donald Trump Jr. meeting with a Russian lawyer who said she wanted to meet about ending the ban on Russian adoption into the U.S. Coming up, we've got video of Maxine Waters saying Russia's out to get her. That's coming up in the next segment. And they hinge everything on that. And now they admit there's no Russian collusion, but that they are going after obstruction. And it just goes on and on. And to watch Colbert, we've got the clip. It's on InfoWars.com, a Steve Watson article. Stephen Colbert, a teleprompter reader posing as a comedian who poses as a newsman so he can put out fake news, had Senator Rand Paul on and just kept saying, oh, but we've got proof that Trump colluded with the Russians. And it must be true. He's wearing smart guy glasses. It never ends. So that's coming up. But they're not stopping. But here's the good news. With that State of the Union, and with even the skewed polls showing Trump on average at 75%, the globalists have had their back broken. And the left is in total free-for-all panic. They're becoming a coastal elite party. They are imploding. They're falling apart. And they've sold this notion that some Republicans are retiring because they know the Democrats are about to take over. Most of the Republicans retiring are neocons that see the poll numbers and see primary challenges coming up. Some are stepping down because they're sick of just being in Washington like Trey Gowdy. But overall, the poll numbers show that even the fake 10, 15 points that they had in these battleground states in the 2018 election is evaporating. And so they're a dying party that tried to double-cross the country, that sold us out to the multinationals. The Republican establishment that worked with them in treason is being exposed and rooted out and ferreted out, or is joining the nationalist movement. If they can't beat us, they're starting to join us. And so they're in full panic mode. As the deep state continues its memo fight, the Democrats' blue wave fantasy dies on the vine. And Vice President Pence and Trump are planning, of course, political stops to rally the troops across the country. And you're going to see record election fraud taking place, just like we saw in Alabama, where Roy Moore remembers 15 points behind in polls. He only loses by half a point. That's how they skew it to make it look like a bandwagon. Well, he's going to lose. I might as well, you know, vote for the other person to say I'm a winner. You know, he's 15 points behind. Then he loses by half a point because the polls add, on average, 10 to 15 points in every race. So, if Trump's got a 75% approval rating on that speech, it means he broke through to people that were in their trance and got a lot of people, 10, 15% or so, that were in la-la land to finally realize this is a real message of unity. And, wow, a lot of good stuff's happened the last year. And it was dozens and dozens of polls showed 70, 75, 78, 79 was the highest poll we saw. CNN's own poll said 70%, and they had to dismiss it. So they're going into full insane asylum mode now because they crave power. They crave control over the people. And Katie barred the door in the states they control that are falling apart. They're going to try to then create little authoritarian utopias for themselves. New Mexico wants to make it the law that you've got to go to college and go into debt. Well, that's in the news today. I told you they want to draft you into government service is what it's going to be. Also, intelligence agencies join FBI in push against plans to release the FISA memo. Congress is now signaling that Trump may release the memo as early as today. The word I heard was Monday, but that's in the news now. We'll see. The FBI is threatening Trump over FISA memo. Paul Joseph Watson article. We have those video clips coming up in the next segment as well. Schiff claims House Intel Republicans secretly altered spy memo, but offers no proof. Again, Republican memo likely to be released Thursday. administration officials said. That's Reuters. That's today. FBI officials review surveillance memo, could not cite any factual inaccuracies. They just said it's dangerous, don't release it. That's Fox News. But the Washington Post and Reuters spun it. FBI expresses grave concerns, close quote, over Republican memo's accuracy. And they don't really do that. They just said that there. Disregarding FBI, White House to release Republican memo. Oh, disregarding the FBI, because you know Comey and McCabe, they're the bosses over America. No, they're Clinton globalist operatives put in there to allow this hijacking, and they're being removed right now. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to go right through these clips I just mentioned. Maxine Waters says the Russians run everything. They're out to get her. They're hiding everywhere. And she looks like a total crazy person because she is. And then the FBI, basically, the Clinton holdovers, threatening Trump. Hey, sorry, you're not going to get to run your political witch hunt. We've got the goods. They've already been released, but more is coming with your little secret society and your insurance policies, and we're going to get this guy. More's coming. Sorry.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Maxine Waters, Mad Maxine, has taken it to a new level. Of course, there's all the famous clips of her saying Putin calls Trump and tells him to use terms like drain the swamp and lock her up. Trump couldn't come up with this. These are quotes. He gets it from Vladimir Putin. I mean, that's like saying he gets it from a garden gnome sending telepathic transmissions from Mars. It's just completely bonkers. And she says it all wild-eyed. And Pelosi says similar things. Well, her mouth moves like she's Mr. Ed or something, clearly having serious neurological problems. You have this crazy, aging, schizophrenic, clearly drugged up, on prescription drug Democratic Party that just look like they've escaped from a mental ward. And none of us can come up with terms ourselves or nicknames. It has to come from Putin, who they bill as like the master of the universe, Galacticus, or Megatron. Nancy Pelosi says, I am Optimus Prime, Megatron. Prepare for battle. Maxine Waters is fighting valiantly against the forces of the Decepticons. Their leader, Megatron, you know him as Vladimir Putin, programs every word that Trump and Alex Jones say. I mean, who believes this? But there are just more and more insane articles everywhere. There's this breathless one in Politico I read this morning where they go, I'm a Republican, and what happened to my party? They're gaslighting us. The Russians have taken over everything. Our country's in total peril. And they're just reporting it like it's absolute truth. And Alex Jones is there, and Congressman Gates, they're all under Russian control. And what are we going to do? No one's believing us anymore. And the memo's made up by Nunes. None of it's real. There's nothing there. It's already admitted them saying they're Democrats and we're going to stop the president. I mean, we have smoking guns already. They're about to release even more. And I'm reading this long article. It sounded like a hysterical 9-year-old wrote it, who was hopped up on amphetamines or something. I mean, it's just bonkers land. And then they're the ones in their alternate universe saying that we're Russian agents? Quite frankly, Trump has been manipulated and bullied into really aggressive moves towards Russia, that Russia hasn't done anything. And I'm sick of the sanctions, and I'm tired of it, because Russia hasn't done anything except help us after 9/11 and lead the charge against ISIS and become free market and Christian. And the same Hollywood that hates Christians here, and you know, the same MSNBC host that said in the State of the Union, how dare him mention family and church? That's bygone. You don't get to have that anymore. Like we're in a big re-education camp. We got you in this sports stadium. This country's communist now. Forget families and forget churches. Hell, the communists don't even take your families away. I mean, it is just next level. These people are textbook authoritarians. And why do we put up with somebody that looks like a crazy person on PCP impersonating somebody on PCP? I'm forgetting the name of the famous guy, one of the founders of rock and roll. James Brown, that's right. I mean, Maxine Waters looks like a lunatic asylum person escaped wearing a rubber James Brown mask. And now Putin's after her. Because everybody hates her on the internet. She's a total joke. She's disconnected from reality. You know, even Democrat Party watchdog groups, back before they went completely criminal, have big reports online. Just look it up. That she gave her husband's bank $12 million of taxpayer money. And it just goes on and on. Stuff that anybody else would be under the jail for. But James Brown in drag now says Putin's after her. So let's go ahead and go to James Brown.
Anything to do with this investigation. So, included in why I think this is a problem that has to be resolved in a certain way is the obstruction of justice.
Yes.
And the possible collusion with Russians in order to undermine our democracy. Elect Trump so that they can lift these sanctions and they can make all of this money. And I want to tell you, they absolutely hacked our Democratic National Committee.
William Benning's been on. It's been in the news. It was taken at the base itself on a thumb drive, the download speeds, the transfer speeds. And we now know it was leaked from inside our own government, just like WikiLeaks and all the rest of it. And again, she just states these things that aren't true. We absolutely know it was the Russians that hacked the DNC. And they always change the subject from the crimes they're committing and fixing polls and fixing debates and, you know, let's keep our constituents in the dark and desperate. I mean, but we're going to have urine, feces, and, you know, and semen, sir, for you at the dinner, Mr. Podesta. Got a Trump speech coming up, too. He's about to go live. We're going to carry that. Let's go back to Waters.
Russian television absolutely interfered with the speech of man on the floor of Congress and blacked out for 10 minutes.
What?
They don't plan. They mean business. And so, Trump is going to do everything that he can to have his way. He has shown us they didn't care what we think about him, not staying in the White House on weekends, flying down to Mar-a-Lago, meeting with folks in ways he should not meet with them because we think classified information is being unleashed. We know he'll give up classified information and get it in the White House. Ambassador and the foreign minister of Russia. And so, all of this is going on at the same time. He's carrying it out with the cabinet that you should be worried about. The education secretary is never.
All right, we're going to have to go to break and come back because I've got to get into Chris Farrell, the head of Judicial Watch, FBI's threatening Trump. Trey Gowdy, memo release will embarrass Adam Schiff. It's going to embarrass Obama and a lot more. So that's all coming up after this break. What a crazy time to be alive. And Trump is set to deliver a speech at the GOP retreat where the GOP almost didn't get there because the dump truck rammed into it. The media called it a conspiracy theory just to question the event. I didn't say what I knew it was one way or the other, and everybody else I know is questioning it as well. So that's going to be coming up. Before we go to break, please don't forget, we've got a bunch of big specials that are only running through the weekend that are about to end, or each week has a special. We have BrainForce Plus, Amazing Nootropic. That's 40% off. And you get 40% off when you get it. With the vitamin mineral fusion that's so amazing for you and your family. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we have Cell Force that's really DNA Force Plus that's going to be coming out soon. More of the BioPQQ, the CoQ10, it's incredible. For 53% off the already discounted price, it is exploding off the shelves and will be sold out in about a week and a half at this current rate. So if you want to get really DNA Force Plus, is what's going to be called under the new branding, for the lowest price ever, it's available right now, and you fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. There's also a new shirt of the month in that's going to be a best seller, but we don't have time to tell you about it.
top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
All right, we're here waiting for the president when he pops in to deliver his speech that we'll carry excerpts of live, not the whole thing, from the Republican retreat they were traveling to yesterday when the train had a dump truck run into it mysteriously. So we've gotten a lot of answers on that front. But I got a bunch of clips I want to play right now. First off, I want to remind people just a small sampling, a small snippet of some of the media bullies, the people that make McCarthy look like an angel, saying this person's a Russian agent, that person's a Russian agent, Tucker Carlson, myself, Rand Paul. It's crazy. And it's so authoritarian, it's so anti-American, and they're the globalists that are selling the sovereignty of the country out. I mean, Trump is actually militarizing the borders with Russia, selling weapons to Ukraine when Soros started that war. And really, that's the one of the big bad things Trump is doing, is being more aggressive towards Russia than even Obama. And it's one thing Trump's actually caved in on to prove he's not this Russian agent. So that PSYOP worked, and Trump may know what he's doing on this subject, but it's just such a hoax. Why go along with it? I mean, that's why I've decided, and I have gotten my visa to Russia, and I'm going to go there sometime in the next few months. I tweeted out the joke that, oh my gosh, here's the proof that I'm a Russian agent, because if you talk to a Russian, that's collusion. Even though you're trying to find out corruption about Hillary Clinton, if you're Don Jr., and certainly if you get a visa to Russia, it's a bad thing. But if you're Hillary and you meet secretly with Putin or you get money from the Russians to actually sell us out, then that's okay. If there's real collusion, then we don't talk about that. But you see, if you go to Real Alex Jones, I tweeted out a shot of my Russian visa, because I'm sure the media will have a heyday with that, because I'm going to troll them when I go to Russia. It's ridiculous. Not only about the history of what the globalists have done to Russia as well, just like the same leftists want to control us and enslave us and attack Christianity and the family. MSNBC said, oh, Trump, how dare you talk about family, and how dare you talk about Christians? How dare you talk about church? You don't have that anymore. That's bygone. That's the threat. That's the evil. That's the same crap that ran Russia for 85 years, and it's staring us right in the eyeballs. And I'm just glad, as an American people, we're standing up and saying no. But let's go ahead and go to this compilation of them telling anybody that doesn't submit to them is a Russian agent.
Mr. Armstrong, you'd mentioned in your answer to, I think, Ms. Spears' question, that there are other RTs operating in the U.S. Can you describe them, list them?
Sure, thank you. So you have RT, you have Sputnik, you have Rupley, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers.
Dr. Comey, are you aware that Roger Stone played a role in the Trump campaign?
The Russians, let's say WikiLeaks, same thing.
Is it possible that the Republican chairman of the House Intel Committee has been compromised by the Russians? Is it possible that they actually have a Russian agent? That guy's been compromised.
I note the senator from Kentucky on the floor. I will say before I read this, if there's objection, you are achieving the objectives of Vladimir Putin.
Senator from Kentucky.
I object.
Objection is heard.
The senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
Russian scum!
Some in Congress are demanding that President Obama brief them on Russian interference with the election. They say that, quote, the Russians, quote, hacked our democracy, and they're mad about it.
These hacks were of such seriousness, they could not have taken place without the approval at the highest levels of the Kremlin.
That's so speculation, and we've seen a lot of, well, it is speculation.
Russian hackers used social media to interfere with the 2016 election. Then Russian media reports on the rumors Russians created, and they creep through the media cesspool so they get on real news.
Alex, I've listened to you longer than the NSA has and watched your show. And I have to say, you're probably the worst double-speaking liar there is. And I can prove it. The first thing is, when it comes to Russia, there's one thing that you could do to prove it, but you won't. Release your finances and prove to your audience where your money actually comes from.
Hey, listen, bro, you have nothing.
This is my proof.
I appreciate your call. You've got your proof. I appreciate your call. There you go, folks. I must be paid by the Russians. They have nothing. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. That was just a short section We didn't include the hearings and things in there where they go, you know, InfoWars that works for the Russians. It's crazy. I'm not willing to have them beat me over the head into calling for war with Russia and thinking Russians are hiding under the table. This whole hoax is going to end up going down in flames, and it already is. And just wait till Trump releases the memo. It's just another domino to fall. Now, here is Chris Farrell, the director of Judicial Watch, director of investigations at Judicial Watch, saying that the FBI behind the scenes, at least the Clinton holdovers, are threatening the president. And, of course, they are. They're the holdovers the entire time that are dug in. And then Trump goes, oh, you're a good guy. I'll put McCabe in. He's the ringleader of it. Who got $500,000 from Hillary to his wife. I mean, it's amazing. And the media won't even tell you this is going on. They just say, we don't know why McCabe stood down. It must have been fired. Boy, but these Russians are really powerful. And Maxine Waters is giving speeches going, I'm under Russian attack. They're playing hardball. And it's insane. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Chris Farrell.
Let me boil it down real simple. The FBI is threatening the President of the United States.
How so?
Well, you know, they're going to come out. First of all, they've tried to put him in a corner and say, hey, look, we really don't want you revealing all the criminality that's going on in the organization. And so they're in a very reactive sort of posture. And so they broker a meeting with the chief of staff, who's the wrong person to meet with, first of all.
Yeah, I would think.
And then secondly, even after this supposed negotiation where the White House gave up its power, gave up its position of authority, they acquiesced to a meeting, which never should have happened, with five negotiators who I'm sure, you know, call themselves experts, you know, cautioning and warning and, oh, you know, General Kelly, this will be a grave problem. So they try to intimidate in order to cover up for their criminality. And then when they're all done, they still come out with a statement. When was the last time the FBI came out with a statement on anything, Lou?
Yeah, well, it's a great point because I still haven't seen the Benghazi report. I still have, you know, we can go through the list.
Yeah,
exactly. That's good. Let's stop there.
Where truth goes.
We're going to go now to Trey Gowdy. Memo release will be embarrassing to Adam Schiff.
Colleagues didn't want us to find this information. That they did everything they could to keep us from finding this information. So, of course, they don't want
us to care. Will it be embarrassing to them?
I think it'll be embarrassing to Adam Schiff once people realize the extent to which he went to keep them from learning any of this. So that would be the embarrassment.
Go ahead. What do you mean?
I mean going to court to help Fusion GPS. So we can't find out that they paid for the dossier.
Hit pause.
And that they were.
Let's translate that. Adam Schiff. So Trey Gowdy's saying Adam Schiff obstructed justice and tried to block the release in court. The Democratic leader of the Intelligence Committee, the number two person, tried to obstruct. That's what's coming out. That's in the memo. He's telling you. Tried to obstruct information about who paid for Fusion GPS coming out. We already know from the evidence and some of the text, it was the FBI that paid for it. So when we come back, we're going to finish up with this powerful clip straight ahead with Trey Gowdy laying out a big chunk of why this is so serious for Schiff and why Schiff looks even more squirrely-eyed and criminal than ever. Man, what a pack of un-American scum. And they're so pissed the country's coming back. They just don't know what to do.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, the first day of February 2018 transmission. We are set, as soon as the president speaks, to play a few minutes of that live here in just a moment as he approaches the podium. And then Trey Gowdy's come out and said Adam Schiff obstructed justice, the evidence will show. That's coming out in the memo, trying to use congressional power to block courts releasing information on who paid for Fusion GPS. We know who did, the FBI and the Democrats. Let's go to the president live at the Republican retreat in West Virginia.
Thank you, Paul and Mitch, for the introduction and for your tremendous leadership. You folks have done well. I just looked at some numbers. You've even done better than you thought, I think, based on what we just saw about 10 minutes ago. And I want to thank you to the governor of this incredible state, my very good friend, Jim Justice, and his wonderful wife, Kathy, who are with us, And Jim is now a proud member of the Republican Party. He was a Democrat. He switched over, right? You don't see that too often. Maybe we'll see it more and more, but thank you, Jim. And the hotel is beautiful and everything's beautiful.
The Blue State Fantasy.
Great to be among so many friends for the second
time.
The
Blue Wave Fantasy's collapsing in all the polls.
There was.
Even their fake polls show they're negative now.
As we were all inspired. And I really mean that. We were inspired by America's heroes and uplifted by everyone who was sacrificed in the fight for freedom. They were and are incredible people that we saw that night, and tremendous courage. And one of the people, I have to say, boy, you got a very big hand, Steve. Steve Scalise. A great hand. And we're all truly blessed to be Americans. Before going any further, I want to send our prayers to everyone affected by the train accident yesterday, and especially to the family of the person who was so tragically killed. Our thoughts are with the victims and their loved ones, and thank you. With us today on stage is our incredible leadership team, and they really have. If you look, you just look at what's happened in the last short period of time. Without them, I could have never won the presidency, I guess. I don't know. Could I have won the presidency without them? Steve, yes, right? I don't know. But they become very good friends, and we're now in battle together and in friendship together. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Thank you, Mitch. Great guy. That was a big win we had, Mitch. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn. John, thank you. Great job. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. Again, Steve, thank you. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Kevin.
All right, we're going to go back to the president live. Yeah, he's there, you know, celebrating everybody and celebrating America. And I'm sure he'll have some meat and potatoes on the next wave, the next agenda to make America great again. So we'll go back to him in just a few minutes. I wanted to play this because it's so bombshell. This is Trey Gowdy on Fox and Friends today saying Schiff's going to be really embarrassed by all of this, the head Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, because he's been leading the witch hunt from the inside, trying to block courts using congressional power, arguing don't release who paid for Fusion GPS and the lawsuits in any of it. So, again, this is a big deal. This is obstruction is what he's saying. So let's go to that clip.
My Democrat colleagues didn't want us to find this information. They did everything they could to keep us from finding this information. So, of course, they don't want us to
be embarrassed.
Will
it be embarrassing to them?
I think it'll be embarrassing to Adam Schiff once people realize the extent to which he went to keep them from learning any of this. So that would be the embarrassment.
Go ahead. What do you mean?
I mean going to court to help Fusion GPS. So we can't find out that they paid for the dossier, yeah. And that they were working for the DNC. That's a pretty big step to go to court to try to keep the American people from learning something. So look, if it were up to Adam Schiff, you wouldn't know about Hillary Clinton's email. You wouldn't know about the server. You wouldn't know who paid for the dossier. So I do find it ironic that he has his own memo now, because if it were up to him, we wouldn't know any of it.
Aren't we all in search of the truth, though? I mean, Democrats and Republicans should be in search of the truth.
That's enough of that. Shut it down. And again, he's using congressional power to go in and try to block something that his party and then the FBI, his people, paid for. And he's quarterbacking the whole thing now that McCain's dying of brain cancer. And he's like this god they put up there who runs around calling everybody Russian agents. I, quite frankly, am sick of it. I'm tired of it. And they're trying to stand in the way of America's recovery because they want to keep you poor on the Democrat plantation. Let's go back to the president live and his remarks and see if he's gotten into his main statement on his call for bipartisanship we're supposedly going to hear.
Boy, that was a tough year. Instead of that was one of the greatest years in the history of politics, in the history of our country for a party, what we've done and what we've accomplished.
That's
I don't
true.
Think it's been done, and certainly not by much. We had a year that was almost, I would think, unlike any. It was a tremendous success, and I give everybody in this room the credit, and I give certainly these people behind me tremendous credit for what took place.
American rebirth.
Last month. That was a month of tremendous pressure, and that was people that were able to act under pressure, my favorite type of person. They were able to act under tremendous pressure. So I just want to thank you all, because that's what it was all about. And, you know, it was interesting. While we had a great year, we weren't being given credit for it. Regulations at a level that nobody's ever done. In 1 year, we knocked out more regulations than anybody. Supreme Court justice, judges all over. So many different records, so many successes. But when we got the great tax cut bill, and we call it the tax cut and jobs bill, we got that. It was like putting it all in a box and wrapping it with a beautiful ribbon. We started getting credit not only for that, but for all of the other things that we did during the year. It's amazing.
That's right. The hoax is collapsing.
No surprise, actually.
People are believing their eyes and their pocketbooks.
A lot of people, and all of a sudden they're saying, while he had a lot of accomplishment, and then they went on to do the thing. But the fact is, you understand that.
Yeah, the big breakthroughs
really
happened.
Did. We got a lot of credit.
It you broke your back, Mr. President.
Final month.
And we did.
So I give everybody in this room really kudos. We're a nation of builders and dreamers and strivers and fighters. And together we're building a safe, strong, and very proud America already since the election. We've created 2.4 million jobs. That's unthinkable. And that doesn't include all of the things that are happening.
And it'll go through the litany. We're going to go to break here in a moment. And so we'll be able, this is live right now, but we'll obviously be able to rewind and throw those points and get some of the main snippets for you. We've got Mike Adams, the health ranger, joining us in studio with his big high-tech lab and scientist. He's got one of the top labs out there, some of the most fancy equipment there is. He tested the Tide balls that have been this big craze to see if there's something addictive in it that people found. A lot of poisons are addictive. And what he found was in these things, chemical-wise, is insane. So that is coming up with Mike Adams. About 15 minutes of the next hour, we're going to have that for you for a few segments from CWC Labs. And then we're going to continue and open the phones up and take your phone calls today in the third and fourth hour like we did yesterday. But before we go any further, I've launched a shirt of the month, and the second shirt is now out. And you get a 20% discount when you sign up for Shirt of the Month. It's auto ship. You can cancel anytime for free with one click of a mouse on your account at InfoWarsStore.com. It's just like an Amazon account or any other. So your high-tech secure shopping cart. And it is the new Shirt of the Month. It is the Trump 2020 Vision Limited Edition shirt. And the shirt is sunglasses looking forward with an image of the president in them. It says 2020, a better vision for America. It is a limited edition Trump 2020 shirt. We were the first to put out Trump 2020 shirts when he won the election. And those sold out. They were limited editions. This will be sold for 1 month, and then that's it. And it says InfoWars.com on the back, right in the middle of your shoulder blades. So you want to spread the word. You want to meet like-minded people. You want to support the InfoWar. Limited edition shirt, no reviews yet for it, printed up by the great folks at Pipe Hitters Union, owned by veterans and also hiring a lot of veterans. So it's a great high-quality shirt printed right here in Texas. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the shirt is really high quality. It's only available for 1 month. That's it. Shirt of the Month, introducing InfoWars. The Shirt of the Month, this is the second shirt. And we've since updated the shopping cart. It has the name of the shirt specifically up there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can also call and get signed up for Shirt of the Month. Please stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.